Firstly, today, people across Derry are being asked to turn out for a 2-minute silence in the city centre later this morning following the murder of Barry McCrory. He was murdered in his home in the centre of the city yesterday morning. It followed the murder of Kevin Kearney in Alexandra Park in North Belfast on Wednesday morning. Detective Chief Inspector Justin Galloway said they had known Kevin Kearney.
Kevin was known to us for previous offending. But what I want to make clear is, regardless of Kevin's lifestyle, regardless of his previous offending, there is no justification whatsoever for someone to shoot him dead as they did. And I would ask the community in North Belfast to think about that and to realise that this could happen again if these people are not brought before the courts.
So two murders here in two mornings in broad daylight. Seamus Heaney from the Unity of Purpose Group. He is one of the organisers of the gathering in Derry with us this morning. Good morning to you, Seamus.
Morning.
What are your thoughts here?
Well, I think the whole city was stunned, really, by the callousness of this particular killing and just the cold-blooded way in which it was carried out. And, you know, after such a positive year of celebration, with so many unbelievably good events and positive events for the city, to be brought back to this was just a very shocking thing for people to be confronted with yesterday morning.
And it flies in the face of all the good things that have happened in the city.
Well, it does, you know, and this has been reinforced then with the follow-up that, you know, even in the event of this horror and tragedy, that people would take it into their minds to plant a bomb not too far away from the very scene of that killing. And you just wonder what are in the heads of those people that they would use such an awful event to, as cover for the planting of a bomb to cause further bloodshed and heartache to others.
Brian Kernahan is also with us this morning. Brian's from Radio Foyle. He's a journalist. Morning to you, Brian.
Hi, Stephen. How are you doing?
Good morning. Good morning. Explain to us what's happened here, Brian.
Well, the event in Derry was a murder which has caused really widespread revulsion across the city among members of the public, from politicians of all shades of opinion. Headlines in the papers here read things like brutal, horrific daylight execution. And what's happened, Stephen, is that what the police have described as a brutal execution. It was Barry McCrory, who was 35. He was shot in the head in a flat on Shipkey Street yesterday morning. And his partner was forced into another room during the gun attack. You can imagine she was left highly traumatised.
Okay, Brian, the detectives are taking the unusual step of warning the public to stay away from a man they want to speak to.
Well, they have. They've taken that very unusual step. They warned the public to stay away from a man. They want to know the whereabouts of a 58-year-old Derry man called Kieran McLaughlin. He's described as being 5'7" tall, medium build, with blue eyes and grey hair, and he's believed to be wearing dark-coloured clothing. The police are telling people not to approach him. They say if people do know where he is, they should ring immediately on a telephone number, 0845 600 8000, if they think they know of his whereabouts. And they've also appealed for Mr. McLaughlin to contact them immediately. The Detective Chief Inspector Ian Harrison is leading the investigation, and he spoke yesterday at a press conference before they issued details, actually, about Kieran McLaughlin, the man they want to speak to.
A disgraceful murder, to put it simply, and I need the support and information from the local public now to find out who was the identity of this person who carried out the murder.
What about the nature of it?
Brutal and horrific. We know that the individual was shot and his partner was in the house at the time. She was forced into another room and her boyfriend was shot dead in an adjoining room.
And that was DCI Ian Harrison speaking to reporters yesterday.
Brian, thank you. The journalist Brian Rowan with us now. Another reminder of the potential, Brian, for what can happen on our streets.
A reminder of an unfinished and an incomplete piece, Stephen. The North Belfast shooting has a label attached to it in terms of that statement to the Irish News from this dissident IRA coalition. And in that statement, the dissidents are presenting themselves in a vigilante-type role, community protectors, saying they killed Kevin Kearney, linking him to drugs, saying he ignored warnings. And as I say, they've put their name to this shooting. The police, and you heard that in the earlier interview, said that Kevin Kearney would have been known to them. But as I understand it, not known to them in that major league of criminals. He would have been an easy target living within that community, and his routine would have been an open book. But in terms of the wider threat, we learn very little from these shootings, because Kevin Kearney would have been a very easy target. When the dissidents move to try to target police officers with bombs and guns, we see very often that their activity is interrupted. We had that MI5 assessment just a couple of days ago, which talked about the vast bulk of activity being detected and disrupted. So we've seen a pattern over a long period of time where the dissidents have found it difficult to move, difficult to breathe.
Okay.
Their plans clearly known to the intelligence world.
Okay.
But as we've discussed many times, Stephen, there's no such thing as 100% intelligence or 100% security.
Brian, thank you very much indeed.